something she wasn't. Snap, or would she take a stand? When I saw her last, her dark eyes had grown darker, earlier than child and miss. Much too young to think her parents had a stake in her heart.
You're on the go. before they sell you. We can look when you act dumb. We're older and we gone numb. You're welcome for the fashions. You hipsters copy us with
Trying to stay sane. This is Clefs, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm not alone this week. We have many guests, and we'll start to our right. We have...
Middleman.
Middleman. How's it going, Middleman?
It's going all right. I'm chilling.
And to the right of him...
It's Daddy J.
Daddy J. Not a newcomer. He's been here quite a few times.
That's right.
And now we got our next... We have another person. We have four guests.
What's up? It's Chico here.
Chico, formerly known, if people aren't familiar, formerly known as J Razzle Dazzle, if you've kept up with the show and the previous shows. And we have our last guest.
Hey, everyone. I'm El Cipote.
El Cipote. Nice. Yeah. He is a newcomer. This is your first time, right?
Yeah, this is my first
and
time.
And how's it going so far? How does it feel just being in this room? You've never been in this room right before, right?
I've never been in this room.
Right,
it's
right.
It's crazy. Like, I've never been in a radio station. So.
How you feel, bro? How do you feel?
Oh, dude, my heart's pumping. It's crazy, dude.
Ma, estás escuchando? You know, like those type of things. But anyway, we're going to go continue on to some tracks. Thank you for tuning in so far. This is Clefsta, and we got some Slayer going on right now.
Thank you.
back, everybody. I hope everybody enjoyed that Slayer. Middleman actually selected the first song. We have a. This is the first time I'm doing where a guest gets to choose a song. And if they didn't want to choose one, they didn't have to. But Middleman chose the first song, which is a Pink Sifu song. Please check him out. Very cool underground hip-hop artist. Produced by Sage of Supreme, or Navy Blue, as some like to call him for his artistic name. But anyway, continuing on. I would like, since I feel like knowing each one in the group, this would be an interesting topic to talk about, but that corner store where you grew up on your block. Like, what memories do we have? What was it called? If you knew the name, sometimes, I mean, I don't even know the one that I have in mind what it's called, but anybody can go ahead.
All right, so for me in Chicago, it was called Thorndale Liquor. It was a corner store, and I only went there, like, I had to sneak over there because I wasn't really allowed to, like, go on that block, but I just went there to get snacks and stuff because it was on the way home. But yeah, whenever I walked to, you know, school, I had to go the long way. But I remember walking back, you know, just gonna pick up some hot Cheetos and stuff, and then I just see like five little kids run out with like all the stuff, like all their like snacks and stuff, because they stole, right? And then I see a homie chase after them. And, like, I don't know what he was doing, but he was still, like, buckling his pants. And it was just the funniest thing ever, bro. I was like, that looks so weird. Just, like, that sight. It was so funny.
And he's from Chicago, and that's, is that something, seeing those weird things, a common day appearance, or no? Or something similar?
I mean, yeah, but, like, I just have that vision in my head, because I don't know. It was just such a funny sight as, like a third grader, just seeing a bunch of kids
Yeah.
And then homie was probably using the bathroom, and he had to run out, put his belt back on. It was so funny.
Yeah. Well, that's a tough one to beat for a memory, but what about you, Daddy J? What are any thoughts of a corner store you remember, or maybe multiple, or if you don't even know the name, what it was?
I mean, there's... There was always one, but it, like, legitimately, it was literally called the liquor store. And I mean, but being in California, like, every corner store is kind of like a liquor store. But I mean, the only fondest memory I have of it is the fact that, like, when I was a kid, like, you could go in and have like $5 and you felt like a king, you know? You could get like 2-3 things. Like, I would always get like a bolis. You know?
Yeah. Could you explain what a bolis is to anybody who would not know what that is?
I mean, it's like, at least the ones that I got, it would be like a really this package, like shaved ice. That was kind of like, rompope was like a kind of vanilla. And it like, come on, it was like a foot long, like, ice cream, I guess.
Yeah, essentially, sort. Yeah. And for like, I'm also familiar. Yeah, they're pretty cheap. You can get a pack at the market back home for, I don't even know how, well, cents. It's just sugar water, you know, frozen.
This is interesting for me because I'm from Atlanta, and, well, to be more specific, I'm from, like, Lawrenceville, which is, like, around Atlanta, but whatever. But I did, like, near my school, there wasn't, or, like, my house, there wasn't, like, no specific, like, corner store or something like that. What we had the Waffle House. We walked there, we just hang out and stuff like that. And if we wanted food like that, there'd be a Walmart, like, a couple, like, across the street. So, my experience was a lot different from you guys. And I don't know, I enjoyed it, man. I grew up on Waffle House, even though it was cheap, it was nasty, oily, but I enjoyed that. And I miss it here. There's no Waffle House nearby here. Like, come on, man. Come on, Boston. What is that?
That's I don't think it switches farther north than what? Like North Carolina, maybe?
Sad,
DC,
man.
I don't know.
Outside of the Rust Belt?
Yeah, I mean, it's all the Bible Belt. It's the whole Bible Belt. It's just a Waffle House. That's all it is.
There'd be a Waffle House everywhere, man. I miss it.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in Texas, I saw quite a few. Do you have a... we should also say where we're from. We have a middleman from Chicago. Santa Ana for Daddy J. We got...
Brownsville, Texas.
Chico. We got... again, you said Lawrenceville. What was I going with this? I don't even remember.
Do you have any Waffle Houses?
That's right. Oh, that's right. In Brownsville.
There's definitely some, like, in the city, but near home or, like, spread out throughout Brownsville, not really.
Okay. I think, I'm not sure in San Antonio, but Dallas for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, Dallas for sure. For you guys to know, I keep your name. It's
El Cipote.
El Cipote. I keep forgetting.
Salvadorian. I'm named for, like troublemaker. It's usually specific for a boy.
Oh, come
like,
on.
Like, cipota, cipote.
I'm a squinkly.
My mom calls it.
A little delinquent.
Like, yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Anyway, so you were in Dallas for a time.
So I've been in Dallas, right? Two summers, yeah.
Two summers straight.
My internship, but man, it's actually kind of nice. Like, I was downtown, like, down in the middle of Dallas. You know, people, they don't like Dallas. You know, I like it. I don't like the Mavericks, but I like Dallas.
I can say, okay. I can say,
I like the Cowboys.
Aside from politics, guys, which sports very much is. I think at least with these specific men in the room, maybe specifically with El Tipote, but are Cowboys like to die? I mean, I've spoken with Chico, and he says, I remember asking him, "What's your favorite Mexican league soccer team?" And he answered, "Puro Cowboys." Like, he's just like that's like, he's a big.
You're not telling what actually happened.
Yeah, well, there's certain things I can't say on the radio, but. He said, essentially, like, I'm only going to go for the Cowboys. Like, but this is soccer. He's like, I go for the Cowboys. That's what he said. What basketball team you go? Cowboys. it's just what everybody goes. He said, whenever they win, everybody just honks their horns around the block.
La pitada. Don't forget about
La pitada, bro.
You need to get a W out there honking on Southmost Road.
Southmost Road. Well, anyway, thank you for sticking around and with our shenanigans. We'll be continuing on with some music. We had Slayer earlier. I'm a big Slayer guy, for those of you who don't know. But now we have our selection from El Cipote. This might be telling of what the kind of stuff he may be into.
Y'all like it.
Maybe.
Miss it, I'm not. back, everybody. How's everyone doing this fine?
Man, that's some good stuff, man. I don't know. If you don't like that, man, you're missing out. That's some really good stuff.
I mean, it's. Can you explain what that is? For whoever listened and didn't completely understand or know what was going on.
Right, definitely. So that's Deal with the Devil by Tia. She's a Japanese artist. And the reason I found this song out is through, it was like the opening song to one of my favorite animes. Anime, my bad. There's no S. It's called Kakegurui. It's a bending anime. And the reactions and just the animation and everything is pretty dope. So, like, check it out. Kakegurui. You know, I don't know how to, like, I don't know what the name is in English, but try to find it out, you know. I have good taste, so you can trust my suggestions.
Man of culture.
And I guess you'll, if you check that out, you get to judge if he has good taste.
No, definitely. It's good taste. If not, then send me a message. We could talk it out.
Don't. I'm not going to reveal who this person is. So we're just, you guys might know, but whoever doesn't, don't come to me. It's like, yo, I have something to message. I'm like, it's not that deep for anyone. Anyone out there, but we all have our fair share of like our consumption of East Asian media, I guess specifically Japan, right? And I guess we could all share a little bit of that. I mean, what was your first introduction? What was your most memorable? I would say for me, just like Nintendo products, I'm a big Nintendo guy. Some of you know who are listening to the show, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean, same. Like, I didn't really grow up with a lot of East Asian media, but. yeah, I mean, I never had a Nintendo product until I got it, like, a GameCube, which is, like, I don't remember. But, yeah, I remember playing, like, the Super Nintendo with my cousin because he had one. That was my first, like, memory, like, Donkey Kong and all that. Like, I don't know.
Classic. Donkey Kong Country.
Even before Nintendo, isn't, like, Pokemon, like, Yu-Gi-Oh?
I mean, Pokemon's first Nintendo.
Is it?
First the game, yeah.
Oh, before a show?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure they made the game first.
Oh, I mean, I didn't have a Super Nintendo.
Oh, no, it was a Game Boy. It's always been handheld until Switch.
Oh, that's right.
This is the first Pokemon Let's Go Eevee or Pikachu. Or I remember, actually, let's take it over to Chico, because at one point he did ask if I was going to have it. This must be a game for the Switch. Can you explain your thoughts on said game?
On the game?
Yeah, the Pokemon Let's Go.
If I understand correctly, it's like that game on the Switch and Pokemon Go on your phone are like connected in some way.
Yeah, you get to, like, you collect Pokemon, you can use them in the game or something. It's more like, you can think of it as like an expansion to Pokemon Go, but now to a dedicated gaming console.
I feel like an expansion of Pokemon Go, it's like, I don't know if it's doing justice to, you know, what Pokemon was.
No, well, that was just like their thing to have a Pokemon title this year, but this year they're going to have a real Pokemon title.
No,
it's in the works.
Yeah, that one's, I think it was just like something they wanted to throw out there for like everyone waiting for like a Pokemon game. They're like, oh, you know, those. It's a lot simpler.
And what was the previous game they gave us? Pokemon Sun Ultra? Sun and Moon Ultra? So is this like an extension of the last game? So they haven't made a real game. Hey, this next one? I'm going to get it because I'm assuming they're actually putting a lot of time and effort. It's like 2 years, basically, of new stuff.
Who's coming up with these Pokemon names?
I think it's just like a
person.
I don't think there's... At this point, it's just like... I think just all the CEOs and of whatever Pokemon is, and they just choose random names from a hat and put them together.
Yeah, just get like,
they don't make sense anymore.
Like, throw a dart to that.
Feels like they're recycling.
It's just throwing dice. Like, they just... Yeah. They, who knows? Like, it'll just... They just have random words on dice, and it's... I don't know. That's what I think, to answer that question. But, of course, I have no idea. But anyway, we'll be continuing. Thank you for tuning in so far. We'll come back with a quick sponsor. But for now, we're going to play some... Oh, actually, in the background, that's some Mario Odyssey, because I do like Nintendo. I'm very fond. But anyway, we got some Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, their new song, Flat Tummy Tea.
I beat the pot like Joseph beat Mike and Jermaine. What came my light, what came my thought, but they smoking the same. I break a 50 on blunts and get my smoke of the chain. That nigga flexing BBS every stone in the chain. Gold body, my jeweler, he black mummy me. I be all in these bitches stomach like flat tummy tea. Crackers came to Africa, rabbit raffle, they rummage me. America was the name of they fucking company. Stacking niggas like cargo over and under me. Pick cotton bales and a coca leaf off the money tree. Niggas won't let you live in peace, but love to see you rest in peace. Smoking, popping, and drinking on the rest and got the best in me. I'm chopping it up on the table, cause when no label gon' invest in me. These niggas around your way, but where they gon' sit their time in the bed with me? Eventually, when I got indicted, I took a minus. Niggas that I fuck who went on hiatus, so I decided I should make a couple decisions like Sean May. A leader than AIE, go looking hoes in a Sprinter thing. They fucking with the cane. Black nigga, Jack Tripper, pack flipper. Step out of the kitchen and step in the booth and drop heat on these rap niggas. Without a cosign, you probably be filling my grocery bags, nigga. Poison flow, I send opponents from bitches to rags, nigga. Gangsta Kane. Gold body, my jeweler, he black mummy me. I be all in these bitches' stomach like flat tummy tea. Crackers came to Africa, rabbit raffled and rummaged me. America was the name of they fucking company. Gold body, my jeweler, he black mummy me. I be all in these bitches' stomach like flat tummy tea. Crackers came to Africa, rabbit raffled and rummaged me. America was the name of they fucking company.
I'll go, right?
Chain give me whiplash, my neck glass. Save a little tax off the package, pay my connect fast. Yeah. Bellagio with quattro hoes, stack like connect foes. Niggas don't own no land to find art, but got all the retros. Obama can't make the law retroactive, what the fuck happened? Congress cock blocking niggas from coming home to their family. If you lucky when he left out of office, you got a pardon over time cut. Soft for their heart, you fucked up regardless, make my mind up. Did incarceration my destination, I would wind up. Addicted to medication, just poured another line up. Overdose with a styrofoam cup, how they gon' find us? Slay movies every year, yeah, the massa gon' remind us. If we don't take it, we don't deserve it back. They 6,000 years that ran up, the kings of the earth is back. Supreme mathematics, I'm on the right course. Took the sword and knocked white Jesus off of that white horse. Yeah, my nigga, I'm on the right course. Took the sword and knocked white Jesus off of that white horse. Fuck Spike, he mostly showed Malcolm on coke and white horse. He did the shit so we can get funding up from the white boys. White girl magic, cocaine and white horse. I was in Joliet serving heroin to them white boys. Top five rapper alive and that's on Vice Lord. Took the sword and knocked white Jesus off of that white horse. Damn, somebody calling me, fuck. Damn, I hate what people do. Let me put my phone on airplane mode. Let me do that over.
And that was the new Freddie Gibbs and Madlib. I'm hoping Bandana's coming out soon. But regardless of any of that, Flat Tummy 2 is great. We're going to put on my sponsor. And yes, I call it a sponsor because I play it every hour that I'm here.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
And that was the sponsor for the hour. Now, this is, oh my god, I keep forgetting your name.
El Cipote.
El Cipote. I'm sorry, this is his first show and I'm not used to having him here, but it's all right. We'll get the hang of it. What's your thoughts first time being here in this, like, here and listening to it in either the headphones or the speaker? I don't know what you heard it through the monitor or not.
Well, I was listening through my headphones, but okay. Just in general, like, being here is like a whole different experience. I don't think I ever listened to my own voice this much before, and I don't think hopefully you guys are, you know, okay with my voice. I think I am. But yeah, it's pretty different, especially listening to that very interesting what do you call it, your sponsor?
Yeah, it's my sponsor.
It's very interesting. I like, you know, if you sort of miss, like, stop paying attention for like a second, it's sort of like you feel like it's two different sponsors, because, like, I don't know, they change tone about what they're talking about sort of halfway through.
Yeah, I mean, I always bring this up because they literally, they talk about, you know, the things I agree with, you know, more or less, speaking of, about, you know, cannabis, like, usage compared to alcohol usage, but going off, it just ends with build schools, not prisons, which has nothing to do, from what I can interpret, and no one has yet to really find a true living connection.
Bro, have you reached out?
I have your not. No, I mean, I'm just here. And if, so we're going to take a quick break. No, I'm just playing everybody. I'm a funny guy sometimes.
Subject line: schools, not prisons.
Schools, not prisons. What was it? Schools, not prisons. Pipeline, or whatever. I don't even know. But it's well, next hour we'll see. We'll listen to it more intently and find the actual website. I actually don't know. But you know, it's also interesting. I like the bongos in the back. I think they're kind of hard. I don't know if anybody caught those. Like, doom,
doom, doom. I think those bongos were like. I think you can pull them out of like a copyright free music. Like, I don't know. It just sounded weird.
Like the royalty free music.
Yeah, right? It's just like a stereotypical, like, you know, like culture, like corporate culture video. And like, you know, I don't know. That's how I felt. It sounded like probably, I don't know, probably college, you know, project they had to do to like help out at like a fundraiser or something like that. Who knows? Who knows?
These sponsors, so okay, I've been to other radio shows on other campuses. Like, I had my friend when I visited him over the summer at Western Michigan, all the way in Kalamazoo, the zoo, the city with the greatest name. But we did it at his university, Western Michigan, and it was a bit odd because he actually had like specific ads to play, and they sounded much more professional rather than what we have, which is just really just like. People putting money into this. This is very public. Like, people in the community can be on this, you know, on there. I mean, I can do this without, you know, it's mostly, you know, community ran, which is very cool, yeah, in definitely. Itself. But it's a very different atmosphere because he's like told what to play.
Okay. Yeah, well, I still like it, you know, like I like the fact that it's public, you know, people can throw in whatever they like, and you know, even though it's may feel like a college project, it's still like the message is good and it's clear about.
Well, it's like a.
It's sort of clear about right. what it wants to say.
Yeah. It's a. Yeah. And the cool thing is, this place is pretty historic. It started like back in the, I think the 60s or 40s. I don't even know. And they just like made a makeshift one, like here, back in the day, in this building, like around here. And supposedly there was like a myth that like you could hear it off of like professors would hear it off their toasters around. Because it was only like a very short radius, you could pick it up on certain channels. It wasn't a very strong thing. They were doing this like a makeshift like radio show.
Yeah.
And then they got kicked out or something. And then like Tufts was like, ah, you know what? Nah, we should have one. And like they made it. And then this is like a historic, one of the cool like college stories about a college radio, which is very interesting. And I'm sorry that who's never been in this building, because it's very interesting to look at. We can all agree, right?
There's a lot of colors.
It's pretty cool.
It's rather interesting,
very expressive.
Yes, there's a lot of drawings everywhere, on top, on the bottom. There's a lot of records. It's a huge archive of records, like vinyl records, as to be specific.
Yeah,
lot of CDs as well. There's a CD player here. But going off that, before I go on a tangent about this place,
he really likes this place. It sounds like
I do. I've been here for a while now. I've been coming here for a good minute. A shout out to El Maje. He's been requesting one. Do we have any other like shout outs out of anybody?
Just give a shout out to my girl Pan. Oh. You know, respect.
She's respect. Out there respect.
Struggling.
Struggle. Oh, wait, what's going on with the struggle? Nah, is that too, nah. not to talk on you?
She got, nah, not all to right, talk
all right,
about
all right.
it. She got her struggles.
Okay, and shouts out to homie Greg Lopez. I haven't seen him in a minute, but he said he's listening, so shouts out to him.
Hey,
and it seems like we're having a couple of technical difficulties with the homie here, so we'll be continuing on the show. I believe the next song was chosen by Daddy J. He's a big fan of this artist and his EP, I'm assuming, right?
That's right.
And we are back. How's everyone doing tonight? I know you can't respond, but I will, we love you here, so we want to know if you're doing well, right? Again, this is Clef, so you're listening to Diamond Cut Trenches on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in so far. We got another about 15 minutes or so. And we still have some guests who, of course, this is a very late show, and they don't come too often because it is indeed an extremely late show. Does anybody have anything, you know, they want to see on their chest? You know, some of us are seniors, so they won't have many more opportunities to be here. Some of us are not going to have a tool to get here anymore once I leave, which is probably the bigger thing. So any quick things you just want to say on air? Any things before you die? He's like, I wanna do this on air.
Let the seniors go first, bro.
Let the seniors. I mean, I'm gonna be here every week. I don't have anything specific to say. I have plenty of time. I have a good, maybe another good, you know, six shows.
I don't have a lot to say. You know, I'm the senior here, along with our radio host, but.
And there's another person.
There's also the other senior.
That's right.
Who's the other senior? Can you name him? What's his name?
Daddy J.
There you go, yeah. DJ Daddy J.
That's right.
Shouts out DJ Push.
The name. Here we go. DJ Push, man, he missed out.
He did miss out. Shouts out to him. Shouts out to, I don't know if they're listening, but one of them gave us, one of us a call earlier. Shouts out to Papa B. Shouts out to Fuegs. And shouts out to Tenches if he's listening. I think Young Lox is not, and perhaps Little Horse. What a name! That's one of the best.
Not Little Horse.
What?
He's changed his name, but my show has a history of people changing their names because they make very poor decisions for their first name. Specifically, Flakes, who's changed his. We had a whole 3 days. I don't know if you remember, but we had a whole 3 day ordeal. I had radio show back to back because it was commencement week, and I wasn't a senior last year. So yeah, I was doing a lot. And I remember he's like, he used to be formerly known as LED Boy, and he chose a name. Given we didn't tell him to do that, he was on here. He came on the spot. He's like, I'm LED Boy. He's like, okay, cool. But after a point, he didn't like it. He was like, well, you can't have a name. How are we gonna address you? It's not like people can see your face when you're talking, right? Then we had a whole 3 day ordeal about the subject, and he ended up choosing Fuegs, which was a nickname he's had since freshman year. He's a senior as well, so it's been the whole time. So I don't know what took him so long or whatever, but now that's his namesake. We say it more often now. It's his me name on my Switch. I made a me of him.
He's probably gonna change it, and like
he was there today when we were changing it. He didn't want the name changed. He liked Fuegs.
Respect.
He also had the weird mouth, like the Rick and Morty, like three mouth. You know, like that. Yeah. Who doesn't love a good me and
deformed, weird looking me?
Do we have any? Actually, did we all have a Wii in this room at one point? Did any of us own a Wii?
No, I didn't have a Wii until like,
ever.
Until like I did, but not until recently, like a couple, like I don't know, like a year or two ago. So I missed out on like everyone's like extreme excitement for the Wii and everything like that.
I thought it was the coolest thing on earth. Like, whoa, I can move my hand and it throws like the punches for me on Wii Sports.
That's right.
Whoa. And I was a big baseball guy, so I had all like a lot of the Wii Motion games I had played, like Super Mario Sluggers. I had Wii Sports. I had, I think, when 2K used to make baseball games, like 2K, like 10, I think, with Evan Longoria on the cover. It was like the golden edition.
Classic.
Evan Longoria. Shouts out to him. Long Beach born and bred. Went to Long Beach.
Shout out to Manny Machado. Yeah. Hey, big contract
there. He's going to San Diego now. 300 mil, 10 years. That's a lot of money. And the thing is, he deserves it because he's one of the best. And that sport makes a lot of money because they play every day. There's a lot of tickets sold. Baseball's highest paid, and they deserve it. It's not like the owners really earn the money. Kind of. I mean, it's their investment, I guess, but they already make billions of dollars off the team. So I'm okay with players making their money, especially baseball, because like they really just are outrageous with the numbers.
Crazy.
300. It's crazy. Imagine 300 mil. You know, on average, that's 30 million a year. Because he's not deferring any money after for like retirement. He's doing hard cash, 300 million, 10 years.
But the question is like, how do they get paid? We talked about this.
Yeah. So when he signs the contract, do you guys think that the next day he gets his first check? Because supposedly most
payments,
sports,
no?
It's in payments. Yeah, usually it's like, by week, typically for sports.
How do you think it's like, you know, like every week it's like, oh, here you go, here's a couple $1,000 for like week, or is it per game?
Does he get a signing bonus?
No, not for those type of contracts.
In soccer,
yes. In baseball, that only happens when you're drafted. like in many sports, yeah. You don't really get a bonus unless, except for football, because nothing's ever guaranteed. You just get the bonus sometimes, and that's it.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't make any money.
Football's a little
NFL
sketch
is a little
that.
Sketch. Yeah, it's not the best ran league. Shouts out to Goodell. But anyway, before we're taken down off air, because I'm saying all these things, we're going to continue on with some West Side Gun and Conway La Máquina giving us some scripture. Thank you for tuning in. This is WFO Clefstud 91.5 FM Freeform Radio.
And let love in. And, I think it's good that if you can put anger on a picture instead of smacking someone in the face, it's a bit more safer.
I hope they live in the sky. Pour out some liquor, load your fifth for your niggas and ride. For your niggas that got hit bad and didn't survive. Sometimes I feel like I'm the realest nigga alive. Since we was kicking doors, four niggas divvy your pride. They ain't believe me when I told niggas the city was mine. Now look at me though, Buffalo nigga, but their records were Cool G though. Necklace is 2 kilos. Remember when the feds gave 15 to cousin Tito? Me and Pat was right there, he took it like a G though. That's a real nigga, that's a fact. When I came home from doing 2, he gave me a half ounce and a rack and said, you don't owe me shit, just put the city on the map. That was 11 years ago and now I'm doing just that. Ask my baby mama how much I cried when Machine Gun died. When I pulled up and seen that yellow tape outside, had me ready to grab the stick and go apes outside. I never found out who did it, that shit ate my pride, I swear. But maybe that was a sign. Maybe God ain't want me killing them niggas and doing time. Maybe God wanted me here to kill him with the rhyme. Maybe that was part of his plan and part of the design. I don't know, I'm not religious. All I know is I'm viciously gifted when I script and it's strictly for my niggas. I might shed a tear listening to this shit. Pop a spade cork like Machine Gun, we did it. Damn, who would've known? My crew would've blown. Every verse is verse of the year, shit is proven and shown. I needed Wes and Danger, I couldn't do it alone. Remember that fuck nigga pulled up using his chrome. Hit the back of my head and neck, I should've died, nigga. I feel like my nigga Duns kept me alive, nigga. Slapping my face like, bruh, open your eyes, nigga. Shaking my head like, fuck that, you can't die, nigga. Only real shit what I provide, nigga. I wrote this shit with the tears in my eyes, nigga. Now they gotta consider me top 5, nigga. You hear my shit, is you surprised, nigga? You know what's funny, I wanted to quit. After I got shot in my head, I see my face like I'm done with this shit. Trying to spit my verses and mumbling and shit. Face twisted up, looking ugly and shit. That Bell's palsy had me looking like I had a stroke. With a bar raw like a slab of coke. And them same niggas that laugh and joke is doing bad and broke. And everything I drop is classic dope. This the realest shit in my pad I wrote. Fuck the dead dog. This the realest shit that I wrote.
Hey yo, pull the Mac out the Stone Island. Top piling. My nigga doing 50 in the mountains. Posing in Gosha. I do it for the culture. Mastermind, bragging doses. You on shoulder. We in the kitchen like vultures. Bucket hat Gator on the coaster. Big ass Sace, need 2 bitches to pour it. Hopped in the 4-door Gotti and floored it. A nigga gorgeous.
That's West Side Gunn, Conway La Machina, giving us some dope rhymes about very sad things of the hood. Wait, actually, hold up. I have, I guess, multiple windows open. I didn't know this. But give me a second, everybody. Now we got our actual music of the hour. It is that time, and I'm about to do my sign-off. This is Clefsta, you're listening to, and it's Diamond Cone Trenches. You're on 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Radio, Medford, Tufts. Thank you so far for everyone who stayed for the hour. Let's see, actually, let's check how many people we got. How many did I say I had at the beginning? It was a decent amount, right? 65. It was how many?
We had like 100.
100? Wow, yeah, that's a pretty good... I've had better weeks, but we got 12 now. Yeah, I mean, it's late. I mean, even Daddy J's rubbing his eyes. It's time for memes, bro.
Shout out to you guys.
Daddy J can't hang.
I got
a lot of West Coast folks up. But anyway,
shout out to the West Coast.
Anybody during our sign-offs? What do we got? This is basically it.
This is Middleman. I've never signed off before, but I'm signing off. I know I'm here every day. You know, I sleep here. You know,
he only pops up Thursdays at 2 to 3 a.m. sometimes.
I pop out through the back of the records and I just pull up, you know, go, you know, wishy-washy, come back, and then go back to sleep until it's time for the show again. So I'm here when you
this
need
this is what he lives for.
Yeah, there is not a shower, though. He is reeking. Anyway, we're going to continue on our next sign off.
All right, this is Daddy J. You know, I have been here about 2-3 times, and I gotta say, it's always quite a bit of fun to be here, and just I hope that I can continue. So, yeah.
Yeah, and a couple more.
El Chico here, and I just want to say, you know, it's always a pleasure being here.
How many times have you been? You've been here quite a few, right? This is third?
I think it's my third time.
Yeah. Both times, for those who have kept up with a lot of my shows, he is J.E. Razzle Dazzle from the past, but now he's El Chico.
That's throwback. It's a while back. Throwback. Bro.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, he was abroad. But that will be for another hour. We don't have a lot of time to talk about that. And our another sign off.
All right, everybody. You know who this is. This is El Cipote. I'm signing out. This was my first time here. I really enjoyed it. I really hope I can come back. Oh, dude, don't do me like that. Never mind, guys. It seems like I'm getting cut off. So, You guys want, you know, hopefully I can come back, hear my beautiful voice again. You know, that's what I think it sounds like. But, so, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for all tuning in. That was a technical difficulty for a second. I got butterfingers for the moment. Thank you for tuning in. This is Clefsta. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite artists, ones who changed a lot of things I thought about when just like listening to music. Go Cortex, the French 1970s group. Pretty sad.